Hey, Luminous Warriors, this is Natalie Griffin coming at you live from the Naughty Shaman Recording Studios, which today is in Atlanta, Georgia, at the beautiful Hilton Hotel. And I have a story about that that I want to share with you later. But first, I wanted to tell you, what the heck are we talking about tonight? And I've been thinking about you. I'm on my way to Chile to teach transpersonal coaching with my beautiful business partners, Minerva Hebran and Mauricio Bruce. And I've been thinking about you, and I've been inspired to make this little podcast for you so that you can have a really practical tool for how to handle stress. And I call this tool Assuming the Throne. And I learned it from my coach, Croft Edwards, who is a Newfield coach and a leadership coach, and he's just fantastic. So I want to send a shout out to him because he has really changed my game. I'm really happy. If you don't have a coach, you totally should get one because it changes your life. Okay, enough of that. So here's what we're talking about tonight. When you are stressed, when things go sideways, when there's disappointment, what can you do in the moment when you just want to punch someone in the face? Now, I know you guys are all spiritual and you never get angry and you never get sad and you never feel lost. That's such BS. We know that as spiritual people, sometimes we feel at an even deeper level. And so doubt and anger and fear and all these other emotions can creep in very strongly from time to time. And I know many of you have different tools for how to cope with that. And I want to share a meditation that I found really super practical in just a little bit. So let me tell you how I ended up in Atlanta. And this is why this tool rocks my boat. Because, you know, yesterday I left Connecticut and it was all good. And then we were on the tarmac and there was a mechanical error. And so we sat there for a long time. And long story short, I missed my connecting flight here in Atlanta. There's only one flight out of Santiago a night that goes, or one flight out of Atlanta that goes to Santiago a night. And so our conference begins tomorrow at 9 a.m. I arrive tomorrow in Santiago at 9 a.m. And to make it really exciting, not only will I be coming in on the red eye, but all my luggage is somewhere lost in land of luggage here in Atlanta. And so I will be arriving to this really cool international conference as a speaker in my three-day-old avocado-aholic t-shirt, jeans, and cowboy boots. And so there was a moment in the airport when I realized, or I was told, that I couldn't get on the flight to Santiago. As you can imagine, I had an emotional reaction in that moment after running through the airport in my cowboy boots to be told I can't get on my flight and that I would be arriving late and missing my team and missing the prep time that we need and missing all these things that I expected and wanted to be true. They were no longer true. Things went sideways. Earlier this week, I had all these plans, was going to see this beautiful soul, and plans changed, and things went sideways, and I was disappointed and sad and all these emotions that are so juicy as a human. And before that, my kids started school, and they were pumped, and they were excited, and then things went sideways. None of their friends were in classes. They felt like lonely people out there in the world all by themselves, and things went sideways. So when things go sideways, when we get disappointed, when we get lost, when we get stressed and angry, it's good to have coordinates to go back into a stance of power, of self-mastery. Now, so many people in the world that I speak with are completely fired up to change the world because they see so many problems in the world and they want to heal other people because they see so many problems in other people, and yet they have not mastered themselves. Becoming a strong leader in your own life is paramount to becoming a leader or an influence in anyone else's life. So this practice of self-mastery is something that we take seriously. We teach in Dharma School, actually. So join us November 3rd if you're interested in this practice of how do you begin to develop power emotionally, mentally, physically, energetically in your own body so that then you can share it with others and be a guidepost or a lighthouse out there in the world. So this is one of the tools that makes us a lighthouse. So what the problem is that when things go sideways, we get into fight or flight, and all of our biology tells us to run, to punch someone, and to get the heck out of there. Sometimes it's so bad that people will freeze and they will become paralyzed in a state of indecision and immobility. Some people stay in this frozen state in a high, and they just have a high velocity stress roaring through their system, and they will stay paralyzed for months, years. This is the kind of damage that fear can do for us when we do not have mastery over our own bodies, our minds, our emotions, and our energy. Then we can become paralyzed for long periods of time because of stress and fear. So how do we solve that? We have to activate what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, which brings us down a couple octaves from that high velocity rage or sadness or emotion, whatever's taking us off kilter. When the parasympathetic nervous system is active, it starts to produce chemicals like oxytocin and serotonin. I don't think I said that right, but you know what I'm saying. The good chemicals that make us feel calm and safe in the world. And that is the place, my friends, where we want to make decisions from. If you're making decisions from a place of fight or flight, they're probably a little wacky, and they're probably taking you off course from your soul's truth. So this tool that I'm about to share with you called Taking the Throne is something that will bring you back into your power, regulate your emotional system, and get your energy body connected to your physical body again so that you can have mindfulness and possess your decisions like a king or a queen. If you think about the kings and queens who showed up, I mean, who really embodied the essence of regal ownership of the throne, they have a powerful presence. The work of the king and queen is done before they even arrive, because their presence, the reputation, the way they move through the world is how they offer their gifts. It's not in the hectic doing. It's not in the running around screaming. It's not in the dictating. It is in the presence that they carry. So I'm going to describe this process to you and then walk it through you. We're going to expand our bodies and our energy field vertically. In the vertical axis of the energy field in the physical body, we can become very grounded into the earth like a lightning rod, and from this foundation then reach up into the sun so that we can become connected to inspiration. In our length, we hold our dignity. And if you've ever noticed when you're stressed out and freaking out, you're probably shrunken, shrinking, folded over forwards, protecting your heart space. It's not a place of dignity. So the first thing we're going to do is lengthen into this grounded place of dignity. The next thing we're going to do is widen out to the left and right, widen your energy field and awareness, because this is how we connect to tribe, connect to others. If you've noticed, when we're in a place of fight or flight, we shrink. We don't want to connect, and many of us isolate. This is actually the devil's work for depression and all of these other emotions, because when we're alone, we actually can't solve or change our mood. So we actually need connection into the world around us to gain strength, and that comes through our wit. The next thing that we'll do is examine our depth. What lies behind and grounds us and supports us has been our foundation, taking the best of it and leaning into it like a throne, all the lessons learned. And then taking the throne and viewing out before us, in front of us, into the unknown future. All right? So what I invite you to do is either stand up or take a seat. Both of these postures will work really well for this meditation. And after you grab a seat, I invite you to close your eyes. Just close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. There are some people that is not comfortable and safe for. But if it is, please close your eyes. Start to deepen your breath and relax your abdomen, especially using the exhale to start to soften the abdominal space. Just take a few breaths here, letting the mind wander around wild. and bringing your awareness to the body and the softening in the abdomen. Now, I want you to imagine pressing your feet into the ground, pressing your hip bones down into the chair. Just press down. Sense a deep connection to the earth below you. Maybe even sense gravity pulling the bones down, connecting to the earth. You can imagine roots growing from the bottoms of the feet, deep and wide, down from the hip bones, deep and wide into the earth. And continue breathing. Next, I invite you to inhale, lengthening the spine, almost rolling the shoulders back and down, rolling the neck to a vertical position, straightening the spine long, lifting the collarbones straight up. And continue breathing here, letting each inhale lengthen. Tall beyond the shape of your body, tall length up into towards the sun. Each inhale takes you up tall. Each exhale takes you down deep. And with each breath, begin allowing a sense of dignity. A sense of having domain over your body. Allow the sense of dignity to come in physically, energetically. Good. Holding on to this vertical axis. And to the dignity. Now imagine reaching wide with your awareness to the left and to the right, expanding the chest and heart space out wide as is comfortable. There is no goal. There is no right way. It's a simple invitation to expand. Expand and create space in the chest for the breath to come in and out, for the heart to beat freely. For the abdominal area to breathe and soften. Wide. The way we connect to others with compassion. With trust. And begin claiming this space, taking domain of your body in the width of your hips and the width of your shoulders, in the width that goes beyond the body. Take up your space. Feel the connection to life, to people, to tribe, wherever they are. Known and unknown soul family. And holding on to that width and length, let's explore behind. Bring your awareness to the back body. And imagine tucking your tailbone down as if you had a big, heavy tail. Like maybe a dinosaur tail, my teachers have shared. A dinosaur tail that just plunks down heavy on the earth. It's so heavy and strong, you can lean back on it a little, and it supports you. And behind you, imagine your luminous ancestors, your people, your lessons, your past, the best of it, the ways you survived, the ways you thrived. And imagine all of these ancestors and moments supporting you, rooting for you, wishing you the very best and having your back. Rest into that support behind. And imagine taking the throne, sitting here on all of your experience, on all the strength and wisdom of your ancestors, known and unknown. And now imagine opening your eyes into your realm, your kingdom, your future, unknown, unknowable, really. Looking out into that wide open space where anything is possible, and you are safe here on your throne, taking it in. And here, sitting on the throne, notice how your body feels. Just scan the body from head to toe and notice the physical sensations of taking the throne. And as you look out into the future, there's only one thing that you can control about it, and it's how will you show up for it? And in this moment right now, ask your soul, what is the future you're committing to? What is the you that you are committing to being? I want you to think of those commitments. I commit to being present. I commit to not making decisions from fear today. I commit that. And maybe even shifting the language to becoming the commitment, embodying it fully and saying, I am a commitment to soul's truth. Try that on. I am a commitment to my soul's truth, and every decision I make will align. I am a commitment to being present in this meeting and listening without interruption. I'm a commitment to that moment. I am a commitment to being present for my children and not expecting them to follow my path, but allowing them to have their own. I commit to my children's path. Try that. What do you want to commit to? What can you, are you able to commit to today in this moment? My commitments today, I am a commitment to following my soul's truth. And I am a commitment to love. Today I will love even the person behind the desk giving me bad news. Today I will show up with love and grace in every interaction with another human. Today I'm a commitment to love. Take three deep breaths. come back. To come back out of the meditation gently while still holding your throne. Welcome back. See, this is the gift of the throne. It comes with us. It comes with us in every day, and we can take it, choose to take it, become aware that we have fallen off of it, and choose to take it again at any given moment. For instance, last evening, I fell off my throne. I was cranky and exhausted and grumpy. And then I remembered, wait. If this is my kingdom and I am a queen, this is not how a queen behaves. And I sat on my throne and regained composure and calm and accepted my fate. We cannot control what life is going to dish to us. My darlings, it's going to hurt. There are moments that for sure will hurt. You're going to love, you're going to lose, you're going to try, you're going to fail, you're going to try and you're going to win. There are a million things that will happen that will challenge us and try to take us off of our throne. People, situations, hopes, and dreams. All of this life is one giant risk. And I ask myself this every day. Am I here to play in the arena of life fully engaged? Or am I too afraid and now I'm going to sit on the sidelines because I don't want to be hurt and I'm going to protect myself and just sit on the sidelines while others play the game? That's not for me. I'm a player. I want to be in it all the way with my whole heart. I want to feel it. I want to love. I want to lose. I want to live. I want to die. I want to feel rain and joy and sorrow, all of it, because it is a precious short time that we are here. And when we remember to take our throne, we can hold on. We can hold on to our dignity and grace in every moment, even when it's chaotic. Even then. Because that's when kings and queens are made. That's when the hero is made. It's in the difficult times. That's where courage shows up. So my dear luminous warriors, find those moments of courage. Sit on the throne and act like the king or the queen of your realm. It will reap amazing benefits in your relationships, in your business, in your leadership. And if you want to learn more about these self-mastery techniques, I really encourage you to join us in Dharma School. We start level one in November this year, and we want you to be there. Join us. Join the Luminous Warriors. We're little lighthouses out there around the world, a little beacon of light and hope in the stormy, stormy seas. All right, this is Natalie Griffin signing off from Naughty Shaman, where we like to keep the sacred a little wild and totally real.